Each week, we invite different people into the studio to talk about their childhood. This week, William Cameron talks about growing up in Australia.
Australia is a huge country, and I grew up on the northwest coast. The southern parts of Australia get snow, but there's never any snow in the north. However, we do have a wet season, and I remember when I was a child, lying in bed at night, listening to the rain clattering on the tin roof of our house. Most houses were wooden, but the roofs were generally metal. The noise was absolutely deafening, and when I got up in the morning, it was usually impossible to get to school because the river had flooded. If the storm was really fierce, then we would stick tape across our windows in the hope that by making them stronger, the glass wouldn't get blown out. My parents also had to keep supplies of candles and torches, as the electricity supply would regularly get cut off at the height of a storm. Another thing that happens in the wet season is that the tracks, there are no proper roads as such, get flooded and become impassable, so we had to fly. In the dry season, we travelled by jeep or pickup trucks, but anything and everything that people needed at other times was delivered by air. Food, the post, light bulbs, household things. There's no local shop. Even if your friends came to visit, they would come by mail plane too. Looking back, I suppose life was quite lonely. But one of the things I really loved was the feeling of space and the freedom of being the only person for miles around. The wildlife and the landscape were wonderful. One of the best memories of my childhood was riding my bike around the sugarcane fields. After the cane was harvested, the farmers would burn the land, and I remember the rats running out from amongst the cane as the fire spread. The local name for them is bandicoots, and my friends and I used to chase them away so they wouldn't get hurt. When I was older, we moved to Central Australia near Alice Springs, where the summer was much hotter and drier. Winter nights were very cold, however, and we would have to put on the heaters at night and keep them on throughout the night. In areas like Alice Springs, which are so far away from towns, young children don't go to school. At a set time each day, they link up to the radio and have their lessons on air. The teachers send them work to do at home with their parents, but older children go away to boarding school, which may be as much as 1,000 kilometres away, although that's not much by Australian standards. 6,000 kilometres is what we reckon to be a long distance. As the summers are so hot, people start work very early. By midday, the temperatures are really high, so everyone remains inside for safety. It's so hot that it's not even possible to keep cool by swimming, although last thing at night we would swim in our pool in order to cool down. But even though the sun went down by 7 o'clock, the water was still hot, so it was like having a warm bath rather than a cooling swim.
That's the end of part 2.